Well, howdy guys, I took another bus trip, and this is a bit more of a modern bus now. So I got on the bus, and at the next stop, a femon and a couple of children got on, and a man. They weren't together. They sat in different sort of seats, and the man started a conversation with the femon, which basically went on until I got off the bus at my stop. Now, I'm not interested in other people's conversation on a bus, but when you're that close to them, you can't help but hear it. And you know what amazed me? The femon's conversation was completely, 100%, all about her. Not once did she ask anything about the man. And she was basically saying how wonderful her kids were, basically how wonderful she was. I mean, I know a lot of femons are narcissists. Actually, they all are. But I just didn't realize how much they were that way. It's true what they say. Femons believe the universe revolves around them. So anyway, I kind of chuckled a bit, got my stuff and got back on another bus. And this other bus had a paper on it. So I thought, well, I'll kill a bit of time, read a bit of the paper. And there was a story in there about this femon who owned a pub somewhere in the UK. And she arranged a convention for Karens. Well, we all know how many Karens are around today. So that should generate a lot of business, right? But they interviewed this femon after the convention. And apparently, nobody, absolutely nobody, turned up. Yeah. So there's absolutely no Karens in the area she was in. Bollocks. They just didn't want to take the responsibility or accountability that they are Karens. And nobody turned up, that might have been lucky. Can you imagine what the bar might have happened to it? Probably would have got smashed up. Anyway, we all know that femons have a hard time admitting when they have some problems. And because absolutely nobody turned up, it just shows you how delusional femons really are. You can't fix a problem if you don't admit you have it. So you see, there you go. Femons can't be honest with you, and they can't be honest with themselves. They're born deceivers and scammers. Remember that, guys. Take it easy.